Around parts of campus, those with keen eyes are finding small moments of joy in places you wouldn't expect.
It started in November and December. Everyone else seemed to be finding them. My coworkers were finding them, and they would come in and show it to me. And I was really jealous because I hadn't seen any, you know, in the wild yet.
Until mid-December, when media specialist Claire Berlin finally found that moment of joy.
I found a cute little pink elephant on the first floor, like tucked in between some of the pillars. And that was the highlight of my whole week because I had actually found my first one and I could be part of the group.
The cute little pink elephant she's talking about is one of almost 200 small clay figurines. That's according to our last count. They are popping up all over the radio television building and Schoonover and even inside our newsroom. They range from animals to cartoon characters to inanimate objects. Most of them have eyes and are small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. And forgive me if I'm editorializing, but they're really cute.
So these are probably my all-time favorites right now, and I actually had them at home on my Christmas tree over the holiday, and then I brought them back into the office.
But the thing about these critters is that we don't know who is making them.
I like not knowing who's doing this because it could be anyone that I'm talking to at any time, and I think it's really special and magical not to know who it is.
And most of the people I've talked to feel like Claire. They don't want to know who the artist is because it'll ruin the magic. But as a journalist, I had to at least try and find out who the artist is. So I started asking around without much luck, until I finally found someone who knows the identity of the anonymous artist, who folks at WUB started calling the figurine fairy. Using my contact as a go-between, I asked to be let in on the secret. Unfortunately, according to my source, Figurine Fairy wanted to remain anonymous. I thought the story was dead. Until later that day, an email popped into my inbox from someone named Figurine Fairy. Literally, Figurine Fairy was in their email address. The Figurine Fairy was apologetic about wanting to remain anonymous, but they were gracious enough to answer some of my questions via email. They say they were shocked to see such a positive response to their creations and had expected to find them smashed to pieces. The Figurine Fairy says, quote, "The world can be a mean and ugly place that will chew you up if you let it. I know that I'm not the only person out there who has experienced the dark part of life and wanted to give others something to smile about." The Figurine Fairy has certainly given Paula Linscott, a student success advisor in the Scripps College, something to smile about.
Every single one of them has like a special meaning because it like connects with something in my life.
Paula says this is an example of one person making a difference, spreading joy and kindness. And for her, this is more than just a treasure hunt while she's on a break at work.
I think because I see and I feel all of the hard parts of life and the hard parts of existing in this world, I need something special and positive. And so I look for that every day. And it's really comforting that sometimes I don't have to look for it. It literally just, I'm walking and there it is. I don't have to try to find joy, like someone's giving it to me. So I think that what this person is doing is really, really powerful.
When I first started covering this story, I thought it would just be a fun, silly little story for our website and Facebook page. But I've realized it's so much bigger than that. Bigger than little clay toasters or chickens or gnomes or penguins. This is about finding light in the darkest of times and spreading joy. And it might sound cheesy, but I think that's something we can all learn from. For The Outlet, I'm Abby Grisette.